You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
People texting in that Ben Cherington's not going to get let go because Bob Nutting doesn't want to pay him not to work. But as we said, that already happened with Clint Hurdle and with Neil Huntington. And I'm guessing both of those guys made more than Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Hurdle was getting a lot of money from the Pirates relative to other managers in Major League Baseball. He had taken them to the playoffs 3 times. They hadn't been to the playoffs since the early 90s. So paying him not to work, I would guess, is a lot more money than paying Derek Shelton not to work. Here's another tweet. This from Angry Bike Lane. They listen to us every morning. Angry Bike Lane does, and sometimes they're quite mean, but I think this is a good point. I bet Cherington is the guy for a couple more years because they know there isn't anyone out there who would come to this bleep show. I think sometimes it gets overstated, Doran. There's only 30 of these jobs. Now, if it came down to Pittsburgh or Washington, Washington needs a GM, then yeah, maybe you would take the Washington job over Pittsburgh's.
Yeah.
But if you are up for a GM job and you're going through the interview process, and a team wants to throw you a bunch of money to run their organization, you're going to take the job unless there's a better suitor out there.
Well, I would look at the situation where this isn't as bad as we make it seem, which it is very bad most of the time. If you look at the construct of the roster, you have a really good pitching staff to work from. Like, there's not, it's not like it's all bad. So that's how I'd look at it. Like, it's not like it's all bad. I'd have to build it up from pitching to hitting to everything. Like, you still have a little portion of this team that is pretty good.
Yeah. And I think we're circling around it here. If Ben Cherington is to be the GM in 2026, I think that's why he will.
Yeah.
And I won't defend their decision if he comes back to be the guy. Like, I thought he should have been let go when Shelton was let go, and we've had that conversation, it feels like, dozens of times. But if I'm Ben Cherington and I'm up in front of Travis Williams, I'm up in front of Bob Nutting this offseason stating my case for why I should continue to be the GM, I'm pointing to Connor Griffin, I'm pointing to Bubba Chandler, I'm pointing to this pitching staff, which is one of the best ERAs in the National League. I'm pointing to the improvement under Don Kelly, even though he's like 6 games under .500. I'm pointing to all of those things, and I'm saying, hey, look, give me the necessary resources to spend some money on hitting, and I'll make a trade or two, and we should be able to hit the ball a little bit better next year. That would be my case if I'm Ben Cherington. Now, it would fall on deaf ears for me. I think about where they were last year, Doran, at the All-Star break. They're 48-48 in a game and a half out of a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're 19 games under .500. They are, and this is sickening, 18 and a half games back in the division. They are 13 and a half games back in the wild card race. Last year, it looked like they were on this upward trajectory Now, in year two of Paul Skeens, when he's a Cy Young candidate, they're significantly worse off than they were last year. So I know what Ben would say to Bob if he's trying to keep his job. But if I'm Bob, I say, dude, it's year six.
Right.
And, okay, 76 and 86 1 year, 76 and 86, and it was more aesthetically pleasing last year. You could make the argument you're on the upward trajectory. You were in it at the All-Star break. You were in it at the deadline. Now you just flush all that away. Like, last year looks like the outlier.
Yes.
So you can't keep the guy. But if they do, they're going to talk about the pitching foundation that he's built up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.